Highway of Life. The Sound of the Good Day program on the air at 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, host the celebration, which ought to continue. You can get that feeling, that sense that's in the air. It was so calm Friday afternoon. Was it Friday or Saturday? No, it was Saturday. Saturday afternoon, I went to see my friend Eileen, who is a great, really, really good acupuncturist. I wanted her to do a little work on Charlotte. Charlotte never had any acupuncture before.
How did the dog take to putting needles in her skin?
You know what, Richie? I was amazed. Eileen has this wonderful way about her. She finds there's a spot on the head of your dog, if you didn't know that. There's a spot right, there's a little bone at the top of the dog's head.
Right, yeah.
And if you touch that and massage it, it calms them down like zone. Just it almost puts them into trance. And so she found that. I never knew that. Now that I know it, I know how to, you know, basically calm her down. She doesn't like to have her nails done. Doesn't like things, people fussing with her. But she put the, because she's got a shoulder, it slowed her down. She has arthritis in her shoulder. I had her do the needle thing for 13, 14 minutes, and Charlotte just sat there. And
wow.
It was one of the most amazing things. And so it is, for those who are looking for ways, you have dogs that have those sorts of things, and you can find a good acupuncturist. Some of there are now dog, there are vets that specialize.
Can you notice a difference since it's been done?
Yeah. Yeah, but she's not moving. You know, she and Frankie used to be able to keep up with each other. Frankie is Brendan's dog. For those of you who may not know the story, Frankie was a dog that we rescued about 6 years ago, and Brendan loved Frankie, and it was good because I was in the middle of trying to figure out how to spend more time with Charlotte, and so Charlotte came to me, and Frankie stayed with Brendan, and Frankie's just a big galoot. He's a combination mastiff, bulldog, and something else, and he's ferocious looking.
He's an American bulldog, isn't he?
I think maybe he is, Richie. Yeah. But anyway, yeah. He's ferocious looking, but he is the biggest galoot that you could possibly imagine. Just an unbelievably wonderful dog. So anyway, the essence of trying to get everybody sort of on the same page, because when Charlotte's around, she's the boss, and she likes to lead the parade. But because she slowed down a little bit, because of her shoulder bothering her, she's not leading, Frankie's leading, and Charlotte's just sort of keeping up in terms of going out for the walk and doing the pee and the poop and that stuff, which is more a part of life here in Los Angeles than it is on the farm. We don't pay any attention to that on the farm, but here you gotta. So it was just interesting, and so I brought her over there because I got a gift certificate for Megan to have some of this stuff work, you know, done, just good maintenance stuff. And we started talking about the dogs, and she said, well, bring Charlotte up here. So I did, and it was just really an amazing thing. So something you might want to consider. As a matter of fact, we had to talk to Pam Popper about the benefits of that. Pam is our expert when it comes to conditioning your body. I told a story, I think, on the air, but I think I'll do it with her, of the warm yoga. Did I tell that story on the air?
You did.
I did. All right. So, well, let's, because I was in
yoga in an extremely heated room.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. So we'll talk about that with her and how that works and why it may be good for you. Dr. Pam Popper joins us in a moment here on Good Day.
I drink Emergen-C to support my immune system whenever I go snowboarding.
Why, I'll bet all those B and C vitamins allowed you to combine a McTwist fakie with a 720 flip. Catch a hottie who fell from the chairlift, then rush to save a St. Bernard from the crushing wave of an avalanche. Am I lying?
I did snowboard all day long. And scored a few phone numbers.
Now we're talking. Emergen-C, the fizzy fruity drink mixed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
It's Macy's After Christmas Mattress Sale. With the lowest prices of the season and closeouts from Sealy, Simmons, Serta, Hotels, Stearns & Foster, and iComfort. Get a Sealy Posturepedic Firm, a Simmons Beauty Rest Firm, or a Serta Perfect Sleeper Firm Queen 2-Piece Set for just $397. And get free mattress delivery with a minimum purchase of $797. Shop our stores, go to Macy's.com, or call 1-800-MACY-BED. Macy's After Christmas Mattress Sale. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I meant to tell you, that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once, literally. I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Glenwood Medeiros, 2nd Infantry Division, recipient of the Silver Star.
I received the Silver Star, which I didn't even know I had. It took them 57 years before I got it. And how I really found out about it, I went to the 2nd Division Alliance on one of their reunions, and Mr. Ralph Huckley, I think it is, he looked up his records and told me I was awarded the Silver Star October 1951. I also told Ralph that I never really got any medals. I never even got a combat badge, no good conduct, nothing. The 2nd Division Alliance started getting busy and thought about what I had coming to me. And finally, I received a Silver Star and all my medals.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct. Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. Who lets you watch movies instantly on your Nintendo 3DS or on your TV through your Wii console?
Duh, Netflix.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No,
I did. Did I just win a new car?
Yeah.
Do you really?
It's outside right now. Why don't you run out and look?
Congratulations.
I'll be back.
All right, speaking of winning, Dr. Pam Popper is here, 13 after the hour on Good Day. Last Monday, after Pam had been on the air, I said, you know, I'm driving, I was leaving Tiffin to head toward the West Coast. And I hadn't been in Columbus to see Pam, never met her before. It's one of the wonderful things about doing a radio program with people that you become friends with. Sometimes, I mean, Richie and I see each other maybe twice a year. Roberta and I maybe see each other more frequently because I'm in New York more often. And because I'm in Los Angeles, Jennifer and I see each other more often. But many of the people that are on this program are not faceless, but you know, you don't really get the sense of somebody, I think, until you really meet them. So I was charmed by Dr. Pam Popper at the headquarters in Columbus of the why did I just flip out of my
wellness
mind?
Form.
The wellness forum. Yeah, thank you. See how much of an impression that made on me, Pam? The wellness forum. So one of the things that impressed me, we have to tell the story about why this is beneficial. Among the other things that are done at the Wellness Forum, there's all kinds of great food. Richie, Pam gave me some gingerbread, which I ate for the rest of the day. It was very good because she has a special chef there that makes things, and it's all vegan. And there, but you wouldn't know it. People think, oh, all vegan, yeah, it tastes terrible. No, it doesn't. It tastes great. Beside going through the kitchen and all the rest of the facilities there, Pam showed me this sort of gym. It's a room where yoga is practiced, but it isn't a regular room. The reason I know that is because I actually, while I was waiting for Pam, I walked up next to the door that goes into this facility, and it was hot. So then I said, what the heck is this? So explain what it is that goes on in the warm, what do you call it? What kind of yoga is it?
It's hot yoga. It's Wellness Forum hot yoga.
Hot yoga. Okay.
Yeah, and the room is 105 degrees. The humidity is set at about 40%. And so when you do yoga in this room, first of all, you sweat, you detoxify. I mean, people who do it regularly have beautiful skin. But the second thing is you can stretch muscles in ways that you can't in a room that is 70 degrees, for example. So you're going to make more progress and you're going to avoid injuries when you do yoga in that hot room. And most people, you know, a lot of times people will ask me, am I going to have trouble with the heat? Yeah, probably for a few classes. But once you get used to it, you'll get addicted to it like the rest of us. I love it myself.
So, Pam, if you can, try to explain to us the smell inside
well,
that room.
It doesn't smell.
Well, no, but Richie's trying to, Richie's inferring that because we're all, you're in the hot yoga room, it's everybody's sweating and they stink. And
no,
the room
they really
stink.
Don't. And the room is properly vented. I mean, this is an expensive room to build. We spent like $75,000 putting this whole thing together, including the showers and bathrooms. And so it has to be engineered properly to keep that kind of thing from happening. But,
Plus, have you found, Pam, that yoga sweat is different than pumping iron sweat?
Not necessarily.
I feel like maybe the people
that come to yoga are cleaner. I don't know.
I don't know, but I feel like yoga sweat kind of just happens everywhere. It's weird. And when you're, you know, it's not necessarily all the stinky underarm sweat, Rich.
Yeah, well, you're just sweating all over. I mean,
yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
It's not everywhere.
Sweat doesn't smell good no matter where in the body it lies. It's one of those wonderful things.
But, I mean, we have sometimes 40 people in that room, and it doesn't seem to matter. Yeah, yeah. And, of course, it gets hotter and more humid the more people you put in the room. So yesterday we had a huge class on Christmas, and so it was toasty in there by the end of the class.
A huge class on Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. We're open 365 days a year. We do one class a day on holidays, and we're always packed. And I think the reason is, first of all, we have a lot of drop-ins. Like last night or yesterday, we had probably 6 people that were visiting from out of town that, you know, looked online to see if somebody was offering a yoga class on Christmas. And then a lot of our regulars, they like to come. I think there are 2 reasons for it. One is they could distress themselves before they deal with their families. And the other is, I'm sure some of them are saying, okay, I burned 900 calories in this class. That means I can eat some extra fill in the blank, whatever.
Yeah. All right. So that's maybe your trend. If I gave you 60 seconds to tell us what was the trend of 2011, then maybe next week we're together, we'll talk about what you expect to happen in terms of physical fitness like this in 2012. What trend did you like that you saw in the way people were trying to become more conscious of their health and well-being?
Well, I like in 2011.
Yeah.
I think the big thing was the emergence of what another reporter, not me. This is a term that I wish I could know who to give credit for. But the power of vegans. All of these famous people like Bill Clinton and Steve Wynn coming out and saying, "I've adopted a plant-based diet," and some really well-known professional athletes. And the reason is that I think that type of thing motivates many people to follow suit. I think that's a wonderful trend.
Yeah, it is. It's a trend that a lot of people who are like Rich and are carnivores that need to have those teeth on the side of there, the canine teeth. They have to. But what can we chew on if we have canine teeth that will be good for our canine teeth? That is from the vegan side of food.
Oh, there's so much. You know, yesterday my father and I had like a 5-course meal that was all plant-based, and it was fabulous. I mean, first of all, we were both every bit as full as somebody who had a lot of animal food. For my dad, who has a history of cardiovascular disease, it was a health-promoting Christmas dinner, and I don't think most people have that. And last but not least, it was absolutely delicious. I mean, you know, my dad just said, this is like one of the best meals I've ever had in my life. And my parents have been all over the world. They've eaten in some of the finest restaurants and had some of the best people on the planet cook for them. And so, you know, for my dad to say this is some of the best food I've ever had, it really means something.
Yeah.
You know, he's had great food everywhere.
Check out the Wellness Forum at wellnessforum.com. Pam Popper runs the Wellness Forum in Columbus. Lots of great information on their website. And so until next week, a happy new year to you. It was really nice meeting you and seeing
that. Oh, I'm so glad you came to visit.
Yeah,
you have to come back.
I will. 20 after the hour on Good Day.
It's Macy's After Christmas Mattress Sale with the lowest prices of the season and closeouts from Sealy, Simmons, Serta, Hotels, Stearns & Foster, and iComfort. Get a Sealy Posturepedic Firm, a Simmons Beauty Rest Firm, or a Serta Perfect Sleeper Firm Queen 2-Piece Set for just $397. And get free mattress delivery with a minimum purchase of $797. Shop our stores, go to Macy's.com, or call 1-800-MACY-BED. Macy's After Christmas Mattress Sale. Exclusion supply, see store for details.
La 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 la, shake it, Jennifer, shake it!
Shaking it!
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree Tray, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Musical snippets of songs that give us entree into good stories. We love good stories, and as I have had my sojourn now into the City of Angels with my dear friend Jennifer, we have half of the program actually coming from people who are on the West Coast. So you'll enjoy this. Richie especially is going to like this story about surveillance cameras here in Los Angeles. The police are using them trying to crack down on crime. What was the... Who's the crime buster character that's in the PSAs?
McGruff, the crime
McGruff.
Dog.
Yes, McGruff, like
the crime fighter. Anyway, the LA Times carrying a story about the installation of these cameras over the last couple of years, the partnership between local police and business groups worried about having people breaking into the stores, that sort of thing. So, officials this week quietly said that after they spent $40,000 of the taxpayers' money, the cameras do not work. The person that was responsible, the contractor who put the cameras up, apparently didn't wire them properly. The cameras broke down almost immediately and were never fixed. As a matter of fact, there was a story, Jennifer, you may have seen this, about the six cameras purchased to watch over Little Tokyo, which is a part just above the, like, Little Korea town, and it's above the Miracle Mile as you go closer to downtown. The police say they never plugged them in, even, to the police station monitoring bank.
Yes, much like those cameras that they put all over our freeways in Los Angeles.
Yeah, those don't work
there
either.
There are actual stoplights in the center of freeways, which is not a smart idea, and they've never turned them on.
No, no.
Weird.
But yet the taxpayer in Los Angeles, the highest taxed city, if not, it's certainly in the country, if not in the world.
And they come at Christmas time, just got to pay mine.
Yeah, right, yeah. They have a great sense of timing here.
Yeah, I know.
As a matter of fact, wonderful
give us
sense
of timing.
June,
you know?
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah, yeah, they have a great sense of timing. It's one of the other... This is a great city. I love being here. I wouldn't want to live here all the time because the frustration level would get to me and I'd be an unpleasant person. But I love being here 3 or 4 months of the year. Now that Tony is gone, I'll probably be out here a little more often because both the children live here. It just, though, is so frustrating because some of the things that happen here wouldn't necessarily happen, at least the way they happen. It's the up yours attitude, the unbelievable attitude that people have here, this entitlement thing, which is demonstrated by most, the Department of Motor Vehicles in most states, but here it's everywhere. And it isn't just in terms of the public sector. As I will tell you in a few minutes, the private sector, as exemplified here by Sempra Energy, the gas company in, it's called SoCal, Southern California Gas Company. People, we've been doing a little of this on Facebook, and people have, some of them have been sympathetic to my cause. Some have said, basically, Doug, it's your fault. However you want to read it. The story, whether it's my fault or it isn't, and whatever, you can come to a conclusion based on whatever your own feelings are. That's not the important part of this. It's telling the story that is important here just because of the attitude of the people that were involved. And this has given us a chance to kind of grind out about any number of things. So stand by for that. Plus our 2020 story quiz coming up 28 after the hour now on Good Day.
It's Macy's After Christmas Sale with our biggest denim event of the season. Get a $10 savings card with any denim purchase from all the best brands. And get 25% off designer underwear during our biggest underwear sale of the season. Stock up at our white sale. Save 30 to 50% on sheets, comforters, designer bedding, pillows, and more. Plus, take 35 to 85% off men's and women's fashion clearance. Macy's After Christmas Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly on your Nintendo 3DS or on your TV through your Wii console.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah!
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
To continue the conversation here on Good Day, 33 after the hour, post-Christmas 2011, with Doug and Richie, Jennifer and Roberta here. You know, we were talking about how silly here in Los Angeles, didn't hear the story, set up a lot of monitoring cameras that never worked. It's just more of the same kind of thing that, coupled with the following announcement, makes you just shake your head in wonderment as to how these people keep their jobs and how they function. You wonder what their life at home is like. It just the things that are done and then not followed up on. Here is the way states now are looking at gaining back some of the money that they've wasted from you. As an announcement has been made over the weekend about the Justice Department reversing, Richie, the position that they've had for a long time, the Wire Act, which forbid internet gambling. Justice Department now strangely reversing themselves, saying that states can use the internet. I mean, this would be great for us because we'll have a lot of new advertisers. But the Department, the Justice Department,
as long as it's not sports related,
right, says you can use the internet to sell lottery tickets to adults within their own borders, each state within their own borders. So this is online poker we're talking about, online gambling across states, the state line. If there's a compact, for example, Powerball is probably an example of that. That's really gambling.
Sure.
Right? You'd be able to promote
that. So now
you'd
be able to print and buy your Powerball tickets online.
Yeah. Right. Which would be a great, there's now...
More convenient. 7-Eleven's going to love this. I'm sure the 7-Eleven... Yeah. Oh, no.
The
no,
lobbyists.
Yeah. I must lobby against this.
Yeah, right.
You're cutting into my pocket very deeply.
Right. So see how that shakes. $173 million in there. Now, these lotteries get up to...
A lot more Slurpees.
Yeah, but you know what? The amount of money we're talking about in some of these lotteries, the Powerball, which is in, what, 19 states or something... $270 million. The California Lotto is $173 million. We're talking about some serious dough.
I've stopped playing it.
Well, you don't have much of a chance to win.
Odds or so. Yeah.
Right. Speaking of winning, here's our 2020 story quiz. You have 4 minutes from now to answer this question. This is a legitimate question, and it's kind of a...
Fuzzing as opposed to the other questions we ask, which are usually illegitimate.
Well, but they're sometimes silly. This is, you don't have to look, if you know the story, you'll know the answer quickly. This is not a trick question. What did the crocodile swallow in Peter Pan? 800.
Ooh.
Quiet.
I'm not saying.
800, you can do the tick, tick, tick if you'd like. Tick, mm-hmm. 800.
I'm not going to do that.
5-1. Who's doing that? Is that Richie or is that
Roberta?
Roberta, of course.
Roberta is the sound effects machine.
Yeah,
here.
Right. 800-510-8255. This is one of the most popular books to give to children at Christmas. So many of you probably have read this over the past 24 or 48 hours. The crocodile swallowed something in Peter Pan. What did the crocodile swallow? 800-510-8255. Roberta.
You've only got
I got to do a show.
Yeah. Right there.
Oh, sorry. I'm just having traumatic stress.
510-8255. All right. So now's the long-awaited story of the gas company. And I'm going online to their it's SoCalGas.com. And some of you may find this compelling and you want to send along a note to the folks at SoCalGas because they are rated number one by J.D. Power. These people.
And what Doug means by that is please send a note to.
Yeah, please. Yeah, go ahead. Help yourself. The C in chutzpah. That's these people put the C back in chutzpah. So Friday afternoon, I arrive back here in Los Angeles. On the door is a notice from the gas company. It says, them reading it, gas is now on temporarily. Call 800-427-2200 to have a permanent connection. Okay? I have not lived in the house in Santa Monica for a year. I rented it out. There was a tenant here. When she left, the gas company says, it's nice of them. They leave the gas on. Okay, so apparently they didn't leave the gas on because the gas wasn't on. And Megan had been in the house a few days earlier. She said, Dad, everything worked. I had hot water and I cooked something on the stove and everything worked. So they just shut it off, apparently, just in time for Christmas. Merry Christmas. So I call the number and ask to have my service hooked up. And so they went through the usual questions. A young man on the phone says, you know, give me this, give me that, give me something else. And they asked for my Social Security number. And I said, I don't use my Social Security number. Nobody has my Social Security number. And I'm not going to give you my Social Security number. He said, okay, well, there's another way that we can sign you up. Because all the utilities, it's against the law to require, in case you didn't know this, when people ask you for your Social Security number, it is against the law to demand that you be forced to giving your Social Security number if you don't want to. And anybody who uses it opens themselves up for all kinds of hacking and problems. I just don't use it. So anyway, but you can use driver's licenses and other forms of identification that are plentiful. Okay, so you have to go to the local office in order to prove that you are who you are. That's fine. Please tell me where to go. On Tuesday you can go to the, and they give me an address. I said, well, it's Friday afternoon. It's a holiday weekend. I need the gas on so that I can take a shower and cook my meals. Well, we're closed from now until Tuesday morning. And I, you know me, I chortled for a moment. Because I didn't want to react as I often do react to stuff like this from people who are pretty much just as stupid as many of the people at the DMV. So I said to the fellow again, I have 4 days in this house. You left a notice on the door that said to call this number. It doesn't say don't call over Christmas. It just says call to avoid interruption and to set up your guest. So please call us, it says. So I have done what you asked me to do. I have called you, and I need to have my service put on. Well, sorry, there's no way you can get the service on until Tuesday. I said, so you're telling me that because I'm calling at 4:05 on Friday afternoon, and it's a long weekend, that I have to go without my gas. Nobody can come turn the gas on. Well, if it's an emergency, I said, this is an emergency. Well, you have to prove who you are. So we went around for 20 minutes with this story about how I was happy to go any place they sent me to prove I am who I am. Well, you can't do that. I mean, and what the offensive part of this was, this kid just kept reading me the same mantra back again. This is our policy. This is what we require. This is what you must do. The gas company is a monopoly. You have no choice. You can't go to brand X or brand A. You deal with them or you deal with nobody. So I asked for a supervisor. supervisor basically said the same thing. And then she said to me, you have a lot of nerve. Listen to this. You have a lot of nerve expecting that we're going to turn your gas on over a holiday weekend. What about our employees? I thought about it and I said, what about your employees? They get paid because I pay my gas bill.
The utilities are a 24/7 business.
Yeah, not Sempra Energy. They are not a 24-hour business. They have no means by which, if your power, if your electricity, your gas went out, they can send, they do have people on duty, you're right, Richie, to go turn the gas on. If you live in a neighborhood that is deemed by the city or the state as being, what's the term, Jennifer, that they use? Disadvantaged or whatever, or low income.
Low income, something like that.
In other words, you can't afford to go out to eat.
Right,
your gas
apparently.
Is turned off.
Yeah, right. Maybe that's the barometer here. I'm not sure. All I know is that this was the way that it was handled. And many of you have probably had the same kind of experience, not whether with this outfit or people like it, because the government has granted them monopolies. You don't have a choice of who to get your electricity from. You don't have a choice of where you get your gas. Most all the energies, you know, now there's competition. At least you can get phone service competition or delivery of other services. I suppose your television would be in that department. So why isn't there competition with the gas company or the electric company? Why do we have to have a monopoly? Why can I not go to somebody else? Okay, so the Sempra folks at SoCal don't want to turn my gas on. Okay, I don't want to buy gas from you. I want to buy gas from somebody else. So why can't I do that?
Anybody delivery.
Delivery. Okay, so they own the delivery mechanism. Is that my fault?
No, it's not your fault, but it's just I'll tell you one quick example. We have Verizon in our neighborhood, Fios, and they had to tear up all the streets in our neighborhood in order to lay all the wire for it.
Right.
And then a year or so later, somebody else who's in the telephone business tore those streets up to lay down their fiber and cable because we have competition. So, I mean, like twice within 3 or 4 years, our streets in our neighborhood got torn up so that these people could lay down their thing, which is cool. Yeah. I like it. I like, hey, I have Fios. It's fast, reliable service. Great. Glad to have it. Thank you very much. But can you imagine doing that to the gas pipes?
Mm-hmm.
So, but now I will tell you.
Well, they have done that, the gas pipes in my neighborhood in Framingham.
I will tell you that there are gas and electric resellers now.
Yeah.
I know it just happened in Maryland and in Pennsylvania. It's not in Virginia yet. But
how do I find out if there's somebody in California doing that?
I can try and find out from this one guy that I know. They work for one of these tier companies, one of these pyramid companies.
Yeah.
And they sell utilities. Yeah. And they just started reselling
gas. I just think you don't support people who treat you like that. That's all. I'm not trying to. And I'm going to get the PR people as soon as they have somebody working there and just tell them, I don't care. It doesn't make a difference what I do for a living. What a horrible way to present your company. That's just, this is.
Well, basically, you're being penalized because you don't want to give up your.
Yeah, your exactly. Because I want to give my. If I didn't give my Social Security number, I'd have the power on 15 minutes, the gas on 15 minutes.
Right.
So, at any rate, if you want to continue to give me your input at Facebook, you're welcome to do that. A lot of interesting things at Facebook, the Facebook connection, facebook.com/Good Day Show. In a moment, speaking of good connections, Dr. Ken Kronhaus gives us his daily dose.
Let's get an answer first, though.
Oh, that's right, too. Yeah, the question.
Yeah.
The story quiz question. All right, who are we talking to first?
Let's talk to Judy.
Does everybody have the right answer? Judy, do you have the right answer? What's the answer?
Yes. Captain Hook.
Ah, no.
I think he tried to bite him.
He did bite him. He didn't bite. He did bite off his hand, didn't he? Is that
his
how he
leg,
lost his hand?
Probably his other leg, maybe.
No, it wasn't the body
Captain
part.
Hook, maybe his hand.
Yeah.
Got another clue?
Yeah. Stand by. Roberta's happy to give you another clue. Thank you for the call, Carolyn. Hi, welcome to Good Day. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you. What's the answer?
Clock.
An alarm clock. Did you get a hint because Roberta kept doing tick, 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 tick,
tick?
Or did you know anyway?
She knew.
You knew.
No, I knew.
When's the last time you either read the story to children or you saw it on television?
Oh, it's been a while.
Yeah.
It has been a while, yeah.
Do you think I should be upset about the way the gas company treated me?
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right. So I just want you and everybody else sort of listening to the reason I tell the story is not necessarily I'm happy to give them a black eye, but I think.
And thank you, Caroline, for being Doug's daily affirmation.
Yeah, right. Right. Thank you. Everybody has one of these stories to tell. Yeah. Thanks. Hold on a second. I'll give you a nice prize. And your prize for listening is Dr. Ken's info coming right up here on Good Day.
It's Macy's After Christmas Mattress Sale with the lowest prices of the season and closeouts from Sealy, Simmons, Serta, Hotels, Stearns & Foster, and iComfort. Get a Sealy Posturepedic Firm, a Simmons Beauty Rest Firm, or a Serta Perfect Sleeper Firm Queen 2-Piece Set for just $397. And get free mattress delivery with a minimum purchase of $797. Shop our stores. Go to Macy's.com or call 1-800-MACY-BED. Macy's After Christmas Mattress Sale. Exclusion Supply. See store for details.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
What's your gym membership costing you? Do you even use it anymore? If you're looking to save some money and still stay in great shape, then here's a great offer from Total Gym. I have one. I use it every day. It's easy to set up. There's no weights to move around. I work out in 15 minutes a day, and I stay in great shape. And the best part is I don't have to leave my home to get a full, intensive workout. So my friends at Total Gym want to make it real easy for you to get started. Pick up your cell phone right now, and you can try Total Gym risk-free for 30 days for just $49.95, and shipping is free. Save yourself some money while you stay in great shape. Ditch your gym membership. Order a Total Gym risk-free. You don't like it? Return it in 30 days. Call 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Time for our distribution date with Dr. Ken and our daily dose of important medical information. Here's news for those of you who are ladies that smoke and are pregnant.
Out of the Pediatrics Medical Journal, Doug, just another reason not to smoke during pregnancy. Smoking during pregnancy may set their child up for blood vessel damage.
Wow.
My God. Anybody still smoke when they're pregnant? I guess somebody does. Huh?
Yeah, there are people that do, yep.
Yes.
All right,
yes.
So the players that are suing the NFL because of brain damage, this is going on the college level, Ken, as well, isn't it?
This story just won't go away. It's been announced four former NFL players, including two bowl players, sue the league over brain injuries that they say left them facing medical problems years after their careers ended.
And college level suits are starting because of the same thing. This is what a travesty. Enfamil, safe, yes?
Yes. Mee Johnson says retesting shows Enfamil is safe.
All right, so don't worry about that, ladies, moms, and dads. 51 after. Thank you, Dr. Ken.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? when you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LASIG. With LASIG e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LASIG.com, spelled LECIG.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LASIG e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now, 53 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Very cool, right?
But first, I know it starts inside of me.
Where's this come from, Richie?
This is, let's see. This is I Believe I Can Fly from R. Kelly and was from the movie Space Jam.
Ah.
Top of the charts this day at the end of 1996.
Yeah. 1996, really?
I believe I can trust the sky.
That's when Michael Jordan was still... Wow, does it seem like that long ago that Michael Jordan was the big, massive star that he was?
No, but can I tell you something? We were playing apples to apples last night, and my 15-year-old cousin had no idea who Michael Jordan was.
Yeah, I could totally see that. I could totally see that.
No idea who Michael Jordan
is. Is that amazing?
Who's Michael Jordan?
I mean, 10 years ago, 12 years ago, Michael Jordan possibly was the most popular person on the planet.
Yeah.
Try and say that 10 times.
Space Jam, top of the charts, and the big movie of the week during this week in 1996 on Good Day. 55 past the hour. Chuck Curry is here with the movie moments, and he's going to have us look at the... although, is today a holiday considered...
It is, yes.
Holiday, so you won't have numbers of box office totals until tomorrow, Chucker? Is that the way it works?
I'm still going to go over what box office was for the first 3 days and talk about Mission Impossible 4, which I got a chance to see over the weekend.
I saw two movies. I bought a zoo and Happy New Year or New Year's Eve or whatever it is. And I actually liked them both. I'll tell you that story in a moment. Richie, we need a little time here, do we not?
We do, but let's do our movie clues first.
All right. So here we go. This is a contest that focused on the number one movie this week in 1971. All right? So that gives you sort of a hint. It was a great franchise. There's some talk about it being revived even. Here's the first clue.
Well, I'm all broken up about that man's rights.
Yep.
800-510.
Great.
And it was a perfect, even though John Wayne and Paul Newman and Frank Sinatra all had turned down the role, it was offered to all three of them first until it came to be offered to this gentleman whose voice I'm sure you recognize. Here's the next clue.
You know, you're crazy if you think you've heard the last of this guy. He's going to kill again. How do you know? Because he likes it.
Yeah. This was the perfect role for him.
The last one here is one of the most classic lines in all of movies.
Go ahead.
You're thinking, did he fire six shots or only five?
What about a pump?
Now, to tell you the truth, I would have myself and all this excitement. But being this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and will blow your head clean off. You could ask yourself questions. Do I feel lucky?
Do you, punk?
Well, do you, punk?
God, that's great.
800, you got 60 seconds to identify that movie. 800-510-8255. 800-510-TALK for the swell prize. You haven't won before ever in Movie Moments, and you get the right answer, we'll send you a swell prize. All right, so, Chucker, in terms of movie totals and the way things are tracking at this point during the holiday weekend, how's it look?
Well, it looks like box office started to pick up Christmas Day and should do well this week. Because a lot of people take off and go to the movies. Mission Impossible 4, Ghost Protocol, number one, did $26.5 million over the 3-day weekend. I seen this on Thursday, and I gotta say, this is a huge scope movie. It's a really good action movie. Tom Cruise is really good. Brad Bird, who did, The Incredibles and Ratatouille. He's done the animated films for Pixar. This is his first live-action film. This guy's a major talent. This is a very impressive movie. I think they shot it for $135 million. It looks like a $250 million movie. Some of these scenes in this movie are really incredible. I think it's well worth seeing on the biggest screen.
So that was number one. So we'll go through the rest of them as we have time mañana. It's time for Tony to give us the answer. What's the name of the movie that we have in the challenge box there, Tony?
Dirty Harry.
Dirty Harry, the original one. Number one movie this week, 1971. Thanks. Hold on a second.
I have.